Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, I am super excited about this new product that we now have in stock for sale, and I firmly believe that this is going to send ripples and big waves through the blind community. Now, I know that everybody has started going to the whole hands-free thing, or a lot of people in the blind community, in the visually impaired community, have started moving towards going hands-free with their phone, using services like Aira and Be My Eyes and things like that. And everybody is looking for a good solution to be able to wear their phone around their neck while they're out and about in the least intrusive way possible and the easiest way possible. Now, up until now, we have sold a universal silicone lanyard, which actually Aira recommends to their customers to come to us to buy. And we will still have those in the store, so those will still be for sale. So if you are interested in the silicone lanyard, then we will still have those for sale. There's also been some stuff out there, like I know one of our vendors in the community sells a leather item that you can put your phone in, and it's like a little leather, like a mini leather crossbody bag that you can wear around your neck and so forth. And then I know that there is a new thing out now that a lot of people are talking about, and it's called the Slinger, S-L-I-N-G-R, the Slinger. Now, I didn't really know what to expect with this, and I did finally get one in my hands the other day. And guys, I'm going to be totally 100% honest with you, and it's not because we're not selling them, because we would sell them if I really thought or if I really wanted to sell them. And it's nothing against the person in the community that is selling them, but guys, to me, it's a total piece of junk. That's just my opinion. You guys out there that use it, you might love it, whatever. But basically what the Slinger is, it's a big plastic box. It's about, I don't know, 4 inches tall, 3-4 inches tall, a couple inches wide, and about a half inch thick. And it's really squared off on the sides and the bottom. And you take this plastic box and you stick it to the back of your phone or the back of your phone case with this adhesive that is on it. And then the top part of the plastic box, it has this little thin lanyard that you pull out, and it extracts, I guess, that retracts is one, and then the opposite of retracts, I think, is extracts. But it comes out of the plastic box, and it has this little ratcheting system on the side, where as you pull it out, the ratchets allow it to come out at a certain length, and they kind of lock it in place. Now, a couple things about this that I really, really did not like. Number one, the plastic box is big. It's not a little inconspicuous thing that goes on the back of your phone or your phone case. It's big. It's plastic, and it's squared off, and it's sharp. The edges are sharp. It does not seem that like this would be comfortable in using my phone with this thing attached to the back of it. Now, because it attaches to the back of your phone or your case with adhesive, it has to basically stay on there all the time. It's not something that you want to take off, take off, put it back on, take off, put it back on, and so forth, because over time, the adhesive is going to lose its stickiness, and it's not going to stick anymore. It's going to get hair and dust and oils and stuff on there, and it won't stick anymore. So it's something that's meant to be stuck on your phone or your phone case and left on there. So it's big, it's awkward, and that's one thing. The other thing is the lanyard that comes out. The ratcheting system sounds like total junk. It's literally plastic pieces that I believe in the future, if you ratchet it in and out very much, it is going to break. I can't say for sure because I, like I said, I had one in my hands. I returned it that same day. But the ratcheting system, it's all plastic. It just seems very, very cheaply made. It seems very junky to me, but my opinion. It's nothing that I would want to have on the back of my phone or my phone case. The lanyard comes out of it. It's very thin. It's kind of really, it's kind of like a little thin ribbon that comes out, and you can detach the top part of the lanyard if you want, but that's the only part that you can detach from it. So anyway, that's the Slinger. Not my cup of tea. I won't sell it. It's not a quality item that I think is quality to sell on my store. And I have pretty high quality control. And so it's nothing I would use personally. So I'm not going to sell it on my store. Okay. So bring us to this item. And this thing kicks butt. I love this. I'm excited. I think this is going to be a game changer in the visually impaired community. And it is a lanyard for your phone that you can use around your neck, but it also does a lot more. Okay, so let's talk about this. If you took a piece of nylon rope, let's say about 6 feet long, maybe 5 feet long, something like that. And you took that rope, and it's about an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch in diameter. So it's soft, it's thick, it's not going to break, it's not going to feel cheap or flimsy or anything like that. It's really, really nice quality. If you take that and you looped it around, so you just take it, make a loop out of it, and then at the top of the loop, you go like you're going to tie it, like you would a pair of shoestrings, okay? At the point where the two ends of the rope, the nylon cord, two ends cross, there is a metal slide piece. And each end of the cord goes through that metal slide piece. And the metal slide piece is actually smaller than the cord itself. And so that creates friction, so it doesn't slide back and forth very easy. You actually have to kind of tug on it one way or the other to actually get the cord to slide through the metal piece. Now, that is important because when you have this around your neck, your phone's just not going to slide. The weight of your phone's just not going to pull it and slide down to your belly button or to below your waist. Okay? So you have that slide piece, and each end is crisscrossing. Okay? It's crisscrossing. So they meet in the middle, and that slide piece is right there. Okay, so those two ends crisscross, and there is a metal slide piece right there. Now, on the end of each one of the ends is another metal piece that is attached to the end of the cord on each end, and that keeps it from sliding back through the metal slide piece. So if you extended this all the way, as long as it could go, it's going to stop where the end of each cord with that metal piece on meets the slide piece in the middle. That way, they're not just going to pull out of there, and then it's going to be a pain in the rear to try to get back through there. So that keeps those pieces from coming out. All right, so now go to the bottom of the loop where it's actually making the loop. So this is going to be opposite the ends where they crisscross, opposite the part that goes behind your neck. The actual loop end at the bottom, there is another metal slide piece, which you can slide up and down. And actually, what this I believe is made for, is to keep the spring clip from sliding around the loop. So at the very bottom of the loop, there is a spring clip that is on the loop with a metal ring. And this slide piece, you can actually slide it right down on top of the spring clip. And that way, the spring clip doesn't move around the loop of the lanyard. And so that, I believe, is what that does. You could also, if you needed a different kind of adjustment, I guess you could slide that metal slide piece up and so forth. It creates kind of like a bolo effect, if anybody's ever seen like a bolo that you wear around your neck. But anyway, but I have mine down around where the spring clip is, and that way it won't slide around the loop of the cord. Okay, so now this can be adjusted to any length, short or long. So if I took both ends of this cord and I pulled away from each other, just pulled opposite ends, it's pulling the spring clip up toward my neck. So I have the one going over to the left, I'm pulling that out to my left side, one going over to the right, I'm pulling that end out to the right side. And so It's lifting that spring clip up, and now it's all the way up around my throat, so basically like a necklace now. So you can have your phone all the way up around your throat if you want, or you can take the loop part and pull each end of, like, where the loop is, not the end of the cord, but pull the inside of the loop, the left side, pull it out to the left, and the right side, pull it out to the right. And now that is going to extend it down toward your waist. So pull the ends, raises it up towards your throat, pull the loop, it goes down toward your waist. And then you can have the spring clip where the phone would go is going to be any length down your chest or by your waist or whatever that you want. Now, what is also super cool about this is that, say you're out and about, you're using this for Ira, you get to your place that you were wanting to go to, and now you don't want to have this thing hanging around your neck. Maybe you want to do it as a crossbody. You can take your right arm, slip it through the loop, and now this lanyard turns into a crossbody lanyard. So now it's going over my left shoulder, going across my chest, and my phone now would be hanging underneath my right arm. And now it's a crossbody. It's out of the way. It's not on my neck. It's not right on my chest. It's out of the way on the side under my arm. Okay? So crossbody or neck lanyard, either way you want to do it. If I want to go the left side, I would just take my left arm, put it through the loop, and now the loop is going over my right shoulder, going across my chest, down underneath my left arm. Now I can carry the phone completely hands-free out of the way of my chest and going underneath either arm. So very, very cool there, guys. All right, now let's talk about how this actually connects to your phone, because that is the important part here. Of course, those things are important that I just talked about, but everybody's going to want to know how this connects to your phone. Well, there's a couple different ways to do it. So each one of these is going to come with a patch. All right, now I call it a patch because it is about as thin as a piece of paper, but it's strong. So it's kind of like a nylon patch. Like if you hear me rub my fingernail on the back of this, it's kind of like a fabric, like a piece of really, really heavy duty fabric. And it is about 2 inches wide at the top. And as it goes down on each side, it's going down at a 45 degree angle. And when it gets to the bottom of the patch, it's going to get to about 1.25 inches wide. So it's kind of a, if you took a triangle and just cut off one of the corners of the triangle, that's kind of what the patch looks like. And at the top widest part of the patch, there is a ring that's attached. This ring is super, super sturdy. I have sat here and tried to pull with all my strength, pull this ring off of the patch, and it is not going anywhere. I have not even got it to rip. Okay. So this is definitely going to hold a phone, no matter what size it is. It could be a Pro Max, it could be a Plus, it could be a Pro, it could be an Android phone. Whatever size phone you attach to this, it will hold it. You don't have to worry about that at all. Now, this patch has an adhesive back. So if you are one of those people that really don't care if your phone has an adhesive patch on it or adhesive stuck to the back of your phone or your phone case, then you can use this adhesive on this patch to stick to a phone or a phone case. Now, each one of these will come with an alcohol wipe. You definitely want to clean your phone case off where you're going to stick this patch. You want to clean it off first before you stick it on there. You want to clean your phone off before you stick it on there if you're going to stick this on your phone. Now, one thing that I might recommend, rather than actually sticking this to your phone or your everyday phone case, is go out to Amazon and grab a $5, $10 inexpensive case to fit your model of phone. Amazon has all kinds of phone cases, $5 and $10. You can grab a cheap one. I do recommend like an acrylic plastic shell kind of case, because I do believe that's what this is going to stick best to. I don't believe this is going to stick well to leather, and I don't believe it's going to stick well to silicone. Now, if you bought, Amazon sells these little two-sided Gorilla Glue adhesive stickers. You could buy some of those, and it probably would stick to leather. It would stick to silicone, whatever, because Gorilla Glue sticks to about everything. But if you want to use this patch, I would recommend getting maybe like a transparent clear case where the back is just a clear plastic. Like I've got an OtterBox Symmetry, and it's a hard shell back, and it's just a slick plastic on the back, but it's also on the sides, it's still kind of grippy. So it's the best of both worlds. You get the hard shell slick plastic back, and then you get the grippy sides. So OtterBox, you know, you can get one from them, but those are going to be more expensive than $5 and $10 if you just want to get an extra case. But like Amazon does sell the same type of cases with the clear slick plastic back for $5 and $10 all day long. So I would say maybe get one of those. That'll be maybe call it your IRA case. And then put this, if you want to stick it, you know, want to use it this way, then attach the adhesive sticker to that case. When you get ready to go out, pop your phone out of your daily driver case, throw it into your IRA case with the sticker on it, with the patch on it. And then you can use it with the lanyard. And then when you get home, pop your phone out, put it back in your daily driver, and put your IRA case away with your lanyard. That's an option. Now, I know you're going to say, well, what's the difference between what you're doing, what you're offering, and what the Slinger does? Well, the difference is this patch is about as thin as a piece of paper. And so what that does for you is that allows you to be able to use MagSafe accessories with this patch, where there is no way that you could use a MagSafe accessory with the Slinger because of its thickness and the way that it's made. But if I put this on the back of my phone case and I took my battery pack from Apple, my MagSafe battery pack, and I threw it on the back of my case, it's still going to work even with this patch on the case. Okay? And I'll show you guys because let me get my... let me put my phone back in this case. Okay, there's my phone. Okay, and if I take the patch, I think I just dropped on the floor. Let me get that. Okay, sorry. I dropped this on the floor and I had to go find it. Okay, so if I took the patch and I attached it to the back of my case, so I'm just holding it on here for now. So just like that. And now I took my MagSafe battery pack and I threw it on back of my case. Boom. Look up here. Charging. So with my Apple MagSafe case, MagSafe battery pack, which it doesn't matter if it's Apple, you could use any MagSafe battery pack. It is right on top of the patch, and yet it's still wirelessly charging my phone. Okay. So you could use a battery pack on the back of your phone with this patch. You could use a wallet, a MagSafe wallet on the back of the phone with this battery pack, and so on. So if you have MagSafe, not everybody does. They start putting them in the iPhone 12s and the newer. So anything iPhone 12 or newer, other than the SEs, will have MagSafe. They might give MagSafe to the new SEs in 2024. But as of right now, the SEs don't have MagSafe, which is the magnet in the back of the phone. But the 12s, the 13s, the 14s, the 15s, and anything probably coming from here on out will have MagSafe. So if you did want to charge your phone with the patch on it, or if you did want to put a wallet on there, you could with this. You cannot do that with the Slinger. All right, so the other thing that this patch does for you is you don't have to use it on the back of your phone, stuck on the back, which let me just get real quick back to something. If you attach this to the back of your phone, I recommend putting it a little bit over to the right of your camera lens. So if I put this patch on, I would put it where the right edge of the patch, the right edge of the top of the patch, touches, basically almost touches the right edge of my phone. And then that way, when you have your spring clip hooked to this and you're looking at your, Ira's looking at your phone out of your phone with portrait mode, it's not going to interfere with the camera lens. Now, if I put it just like I said, then the ring basically just goes right up the right side of the camera lens edge. So that way it's not going to interfere with the IRA. Or you could take the patch and you could actually attach it to your phone or your phone case landscape mode. So this way it would actually be running the top part of the patch, the longest side of the patch would be running down the side of your phone. Either side, IRA can see your phone, can use your camera landscape, and they can use it portrait, but they can't use it upside down. So you could mount this patch on the back of your case or your phone, either portrait mode where it's going up toward the top of your phone and attach it where the right edge goes to the right edge of your phone. That way it's out of the way of the camera. Or you could put it on landscape mode where the top part of the patch runs down the side of your phone and the ring is actually hanging. The ring would actually be hanging to on the side. And then that way you could attach this to the lanyard, either landscape or portrait. Okay, so that is the way I would recommend doing it. Like I said, Ira can't do it upside down, but they can do landscape and they can do portrait. Now, what else can this patch do for you? Well, say you don't want to use IRA. Say you're not an IRA explorer. Say you don't really care about Be My Eyes, but you do. But you do want a hands-free option. Maybe you don't have pockets. Maybe you wear pants with no pockets. Maybe you don't carry a purse. You want a way to be able to carry your phone hands-free, and you don't want to have to, keep it in your hand or whatever. And you just want a way to carry hands-free out of your way. And then when it's there, when you need it. Well, what you can do with this patch is, now you do have to be using a case in order for this to work, but you can pop the phone out of the case, take the patch, put it on the inside of your case, slide the ring out of the bottom of the charging port hole. So all the cases are going to have a charging port hole to allow you to charge your phone through the case. All right, so you take the ring, slide it out through the charging port hole, and then now you have the patch that's against the back wall of your case. The ring is coming out of the charging port, and now I'm going to take my phone, I'm going to hold the ring in one hand while I'm putting my phone back in with the other. And what that's going to do, and I'm going to put in the bottom part of the phone first, and then I'm going to snap the rest of it in. And what that does is that actually, what that does is that pinches the patch between the phone and the case. And now you can carry this hands-free on the lanyard, and it will be upside down. So that is why I said you won't want to use this way for IRA, because it will be upside down. And if you have to, just like the ring didn't come out as far as you wanted it to, just pop your phone out a little bit and just pull that ring down a little bit further and then snap it back in. And now the ring is out, really well. So this is just carrying your phone hands-free upside down. And then if you have to use it, you can just reach down, grab your phone, lift it up while it's still attached to the spring clip, and use your phone, and then let it drop back down to your side or your neck or however you want to carry it. But now you just have this little ring coming out your charging port. And the really cool thing is, if you're not using an Apple brand case, because what Apple does is they make their cases very, very the holes in their cases very, very small. So the port holes are only the size to use basically their charging cables because they want people to use their charging cables. But if you're using another case, a normal case like an OtterBox or another brand, those charging ports are usually a little bit larger. And so what that allows you to do is now I can reach over and I can grab my lightning cable and I can plug it in to the charging port even with this ring hanging out of the charging port. There it is. Just plugged it in. Charging. So now I have my charging cable plugged in. The ring is right behind the charging cable. And now I can charge my phone without ever having to take the patch out of the phone, even with the ring coming out. Now, like I said, if you're using an Apple case, this is not probably going to work for you because of their specifications of how big their charging port holes are on their cases. But any other case will be fine. Now, if you are using an Apple case, you can still charge your phone wirelessly, even with this patch. If you have a phone that charges wirelessly, which pretty much most people probably do, because starting with the iPhone 8, they introduced wireless charging. So anything newer than the iPhone 8 will have wireless charging, not necessarily MagSafe charging, but will have wireless charging. So even if you do have an Apple case you're using and you are using the patch coming out the bottom charging port hole and you can't plug your cable in there, you can still use a wireless charging pad and put it on there and charge your phone just like that. So that is a really good option either way, no matter what, shut up my phone here, no matter what case you're using. How cool is that, guys, that you've got this patch now, you can charge your phone even with the little ring hanging out. It doesn't take up much space. It doesn't add any bulk to your phone. It just adds this one little ring coming out the bottom. And then now whenever I want to attach it to my lanyard, I just grab my spring clip here, just clip it to the ring like so. Let me get this in my right hand and just clip it just like that. And so now I can carry my phone upside down, either on my neck and raise it up a little bit, or I could put my arm through the lanyard and do crossbody. And now my phone is hanging upside down out of the way, right underneath my right arm, or I could do the same thing right underneath my left arm. And now if I need to use my phone, I just reach under my arm, grab it, lift it up, do whatever I need to do like that, then lock it, put it back down under my arm, and it's out of the way. No fuss, no muss. So that is very, very cool. Now, you don't have to adhesively stick the patch to the inside of the case if you're going to do it upside down. If you know that you're always going to use that case and so forth, then you could pull the adhesive off and stick it to the inside of the back of your case. And that way it won't slide. The ring will always be coming out the bottom. It won't slide around or anything. But I don't have it adhesively attached to my case right now, and it has not moved at all. And I've been using it like this for the past day, and the ring has not moved. The patch has not slipped or anything. So as long as you have a case that fits pretty tight. Now, of course, you Defender people out there, if you have an OtterBox Defender case, that's not going to be as easy to slip off and on your phone. Like I talked about earlier about maybe buying an inexpensive case, if you want to stick it to the back of your phone, to slip your phone in and out. If you have a Defender case or a waterproof case, that's probably not going to be a great option to do the whole slipping in and out, because the Defender cases are a real pain in the rear to get your phone in, and they're a real pain in the rear to get your phone out. So I'm talking about the really nice cases, like the easy to use cases like I use. It's a one piece case, snap your phone in from the front, pop it out real easy, goes in and out very, very easy because I like to change my cases. So that's the type of case I'm talking about. Now, if you do have a Defender case, you could do this option of putting the ring out the bottom charging port and just leave the patch between your phone and the back of the inside of the case. That's fine. but, you know, popping in and out on a regular basis, probably not a good option for people who use the Defender case or waterproof cases that do kind of the same thing. But this, you don't have to adhesively stick it. Like I said, the patch is not moving at all for me. I can leave it like this. And that way, if I ever did change cases, I could still use this patch in a different case. So as far as sticking it on the inside, probably don't recommend it. It's not needed. Not like it would be if you're going to stick it to the outside. Okay. Now, guys, this goes even one step further. Okay. This is the creme de la creme, the coup de grace of this lanyard. So we've talked about the patch. You could adhesively stick it to the back of a phone or a phone case, get you an inexpensive case, put it on that, and just use that case when you go out for Ira or Be My Eyes. Or if you don't mind having something stuck to the back of your phone or your case, then adhesively stick it, leave it on there. You can still use your MagSafe stuff, whatever. Or put it out the bottom of the charging port of the bottom of the case. Put it between your phone and the inside and the back, the inside back of your case, and then have the ring coming out the bottom port and then using it upside down. But now Ira, like I said, cannot use upside down images. Like if you call Ira and your phone's upside down, they're not going to be able to do a good job for you. So this is going to be simply for those of you who don't use Ira, who just want a nice hands-free option. But it's still a really cool option. Have it come out your charging port. Doesn't take up any space hardly at all. A ring is always there for you to clamp it on the spring clip. But we come to the coup de grace, and that is that we are offering a MagSafe option with this lanyard. So if you don't want to use the patch, but you still want to be able to attach this to the back of your phone, well, we are offering a way to do that if you have MagSafe on your iPhone. This is so freaking cool. So this is a MagSafe ring that will snap to the back of your phone magnetically. And it has a ring on the ring that flips up and swivels 360 degrees. So I have my iPhone here. I just slapped the MagSafe ring on the back of the phone, just like that. I flipped the ring up on the middle of the MagSafe ring. There is a, looks kind of like a key ring that you'd see on like a keychain. Flip that up, that swivels up all the way toward the top of your phone. Take your lanyard spring clip, clip it right on the ring, and now you are ready to go out with Ira or Be My Eyes. They will still be able to see with the ring on here. And now you have a MagSafe attached ring. Very awesome, guys. This is a game changer. Okay? And you can swivel the ring over 360 degrees. So you can swivel it over and do it landscape. So if you think maybe that the ring is in the way of your camera portrait mode, then just swivel it over to the side of your phone. And now your phone is landscape and Ira can see everything that's going on in front of you. How freaking cool is that? And then when you're done, pop off the MagSafe, put the lanyard away, put the MagSafe thing away, and your phone is just like it was when you started. Nothing stuck to the back. Nothing, no adhesive on there, whatever. It's all done magnetically. Guys, this is a game changer. Okay? I'm telling you, this is a game changer. This MagSafe ring has a rubber back on it. It's not going to scratch your phone or your phone case. The ring on the back that swivels out and swivels up, you can also use it as a grip, like a phone holder. So I can swivel it up and I can put my finger through it. And now I've got a better grip on my phone. Finger is going through the ring and I'm grabbing the phone on the side. And it's just an extra form of protection. Or if you wanted to use it as a stand, you could actually flip it out and then set your phone up on a hard surface and have this as a stand where your phone is stood up So you could have it standing up for if you're listening to music, for if you're doing a FaceTime call or a Zoom call or listening to a book. You could have your phone standing up and facing you. And you can have that done via landscape mode. You could also do it portrait, but it doesn't quite sit on the desk as good portrait. So I recommend if you're going to do it as a stand, definitely maybe do it landscape. I'm trying to set it up here portrait, and it's just not quite, yeah, not really made for portrait, but it is made for landscape. But guys, how freaking cool was that? MagSafe attachment, swivel 360 degrees, clip your lanyard to the ring that swivels up, do it landscape, do it portrait, no stick anything to the back of your phone, and there you go. And then when you're done, get back, just pop your MagSafe attachment off, put it away with your lanyard, and there you go. Now, the MagSafe is an additional cost, so we will be offering this on our website for you can do to get the lanyard with just the adhesive patch, or you can get the lanyard with the adhesive patch and the MagSafe attachment. This is so neat. I love it. You could even leave the MagSafe attachment on your phone. It's not going to hurt anything. You can still keep it on your phone, use it as a gripper to run your finger through it, use it as a stand, and then when you need to use it for your lanyard, just swivel that ring up to the top or over to the side, and now you're ready to go out and travel with your lanyard. So guys, this is a very strong magnet. You have to put some force into it to pull it off. You can hear how it's snapping to the phone, just like that. And I can, this is going to work with any phone with MagSafe. Now, if you have a phone with MagSafe and you don't have a case with MagSafe, you need to get a case with MagSafe, because MagSafe only works if you have a case with MagSafe that's also magnetically going to your phone with MagSafe. So this is not going to work if you have a phone with MagSafe, but then you have a big case on it that doesn't have MagSafe. There's tons of MagSafe cases out there now. I recommend grabbing one of those if you don't have it. It's going to make the magnetic connection stronger, and it's going to allow this to work. But if you're trying to use a case that doesn't have MagSafe with your phone that does have MagSafe, this is not going to stick well. And I don't recommend going out with it like that, because your phone is probably going to fall off when you're walking. But if you have a case with MagSafe like I do, it's really strong magnet connection, and you can, I'm holding the phone upside down now with the MagSafe, and I'm shaking it, and my phone is not going anywhere. That's how strong the magnet is on this thing. So, guys, this is awesome. This is a game changer. This is what the community has been needing and what the community has been waiting for, I believe. So now we've got it. We are the only ones that have this. But you can grab it on the site. It's you can get the lanyard with the adhesive sticker, or you can get the lanyard with the adhesive sticker and the MagSafe attachment. And right now, we only have the lanyards in black, but we will get more colors in the future. But guys, this is awesome. I am so excited to present this to you, and I know that you're going to love this as well. So you've got the lanyard. You can adjust it as high as you want or as long down your chest or your, in front, your neck as you want. It's not going anywhere. Now let's talk about one last thing. There's the two ends of this that go, when you have this, there's the two ends that you pull on to adjust it and so forth. You might be saying, well, what do I do with those ends? Because if you are not using a crossbody, then you're going to have these ends that are kind of sticking out to the side. So, well, there's a couple of things you can do with these. You can just let them hang on your chest. No big deal. You got the two ends of the cord hanging on your chest. You could throw them behind you and let them hang on your back, or you could do what I do, and you could tuck them into the back of your shirt. And when you tuck them into the back of your shirt, now the only thing that anybody sees is the lanyard around your neck, and they're out of the way of your, of, you know, any problems or whatever. So you can do what you want with those two ends, but yeah, I put them in the back of my shirt, and that's way they're out of the way of everything. And, they look a lot cleaner that way, in my opinion. So yeah. Anyway, guys, these are brand new. They're going to come in bulk packaging. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. Be sure to tell your friends about these guys. Post around about this new thing on the list. Spread the word, because these things are going to go crazy, I feel. Best thing I have seen yet for a lanyard, but if you still are in the camp that you like the silicone, we do still offer those on the website. And, you know, to come to mention it, guys, these things probably are even washable. I don't see any problem with maybe throwing these in the washer if they get dirty. They are cloth cords. They do have the metal on them, but, you know, we have jeans and stuff with metal that doesn't hurt it in the washer and dryer. So I think you could throw these in the wash and the dryer without there being any issues whatsoever after a while, if you feel like you need to and if they're getting dirty. But all right, guys, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.